Good morning. Welcome to Concordia. We especially would like to welcome all visitors and guests this morning. Please take a moment to sign the red attendance pads in the inner side of the aisles. A couple of messages to highlight today. The youth group is continuing to sell Mudlove bracelets. And if you would like to purchase one, please ask one of the youth or come to the church office. This week, there's a horse-drawn wagon ride, caroling, and chili lunch that will be next Sunday, December 17th, following worship. If you'd like to sign up for that, please do so in the fellowship hall. If you'd like to honor or remember someone this Christmas with a poinsettia in the sanctuary, we'll have them here during the Christmas time. And please turn in the form and the $8 to the church office or place it in the offering basket. The deadline for that is December 18th. If you're looking for a chance to volunteer, to serve others, to reach out to the community this Christmas season, we have two great opportunities here at Concordia. First of all, we sponsor a missioner in Africa, and that's Paul Webster. Every year we commit $2,500 to his ministry. And we don't have that fund, we don't have those funds ready for the end of the year yet this year, so we ask that you consider a donation to Paul Webster's ministry. Also, the Salvation Army ringers are made up of all different groups throughout the community, and here at Concordia, we commit a certain number of volunteers to ring for the Salvation Army every Christmas season. I know it's great to when I'm walking into a store to see, oh, that's the Concordia group, you know. It's a great, I think, witness to our community. And as well as that, if you have friends that are not members at Concordia that would like to ring with you, consider inviting them to join you too. We would like to get that sign up completed. The days for ringing are December 22nd and 23rd. And Bruce is enthusiastically going to be sending those signups around this morning, so you have a chance to have it right at your fingertips. Are there other announcements this morning? I'll just highlight a few things from the calendar. Tonight there's a community meal, and the Advent study begins at 6:30. On Tuesday at 10, is the UMW board meeting. And then I see that at 6 o'clock Wednesday, there's a Christmas program rehearsal for all the Sunday school kids. During these weeks of Advent, we will be talking about those who have been carriers of God's message of good news. We, along with the angels of old, are also carriers of God's message of good news. If you have your phones turned on this morning, I invite you to silence them, but keep them handy and take photos if you want, send out messages, send tweets, tell people of the things you're hearing and experiencing in this worship, and use the hashtag #DoNotBeAfraid or #MorePeace.
I invite you to take one of those cleansing breaths. Would you take a cleansing breath in and out? As we remember last week, Zechariah kind of freaked out when a heavenly angel came to speak to him at the altar in the temple. Mary is going to see the angel today, and Mary was just kind of perplexed by her encounter with the angel, wondering why would an angel come to such a common girl who was just barely a woman. But her reply was, "Let it be so, for nothing is impossible with God." We will hear that story today in word and song as we think about the peace which God brings. Would you turn to hymn number 196 or follow the words Behind me, come thou long-expected Jesus. Please stand.
There are angels among us that may not meet the eye. There are messages of peace coming from a choir on high. But don't just look up, for the way God works is to plant more peace right here on earth, just like it was with Jesus' birth. There are angels among us bringing peace on earth.
In the ordinary moments of this life, when thoughts, distractions, and busyness might keep us separated from peace, God is before us, an angel, a stranger, and speaks to us. Our hearts open as God enters our time and our lives and transforms both. With an angel's word, do not be afraid. God transforms the world to the benefit of all people. Holy living God, blessed Jesus, guiding spirit, alight within us your flame of peace this day. Grant us openness to hear your message.
Grant us courage to be your messengers in the world.
Create more peace in the midst of fear.
And with the angel messengers above us, among us, and within us, we sing. Please take a moment now to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors, for each time we connect with one another, peace grows. Wow. Good morning, Carly.
Ava.
Good night, Obi.
Oh, bye.
Ava.
He has something on when Jesus... Say good night.
Church. They're downstairs. Okay. Good morning. How are you this morning? What's the word for the day? Yes, peace. So what is peace? How do you know if you have peace?
You're nice.
You're nice, okay. So if I'm mean to you, does that mean that I don't have any peace? I think so, because if I feel like I need to be mean, that means I don't feel right about something inside of myself. Right? Okay. That's kind of what, like it is with bullies. Do you know any bullies? That's great if you do, huh? Well, there are some of those kind of people around. And what I remember about them is that they just don't feel very good about themselves. Because if they did, they wouldn't need to put someone else down, would they? Okay. What else, how else do you know if you've got peace? You're helpful? That's right, okay. And so you there's something inside of you that says, I want to do something for someone else. And it even might be, I want to do something nice for my sister. Or, I want to do something nice for my brother. Okay? I bet you're really good at shutting people out, aren't you? No? Can you just shut out the chatter around you? Can you just not listen? Oh, you do listen to it all the time? Oh, all right. When my son was a little boy, he was just kind of able to go off into his own world and let nothing that was going on bother him. So how else do we know that we have peace? Will we be loving? Okay. Will in Hebrew, the Jewish people, their word isn't peace. Their word is shalom. Shalom. And when they say the word shalom, though, it means more than what we think about when we think about peace. Shalom means all good things all bundled together. So it would be love and helpfulness and kindness. It would be sharing. It would. What other good things are there?
Joy.
Okay. Yeah. All of those things bundled together for the Jewish people is what shalom is, and that's what we call peace. Okay. So, do you have peace in your heart? You do. Okay. Do you wonder about anyone else here? Do you think they have peace in their heart? You don't think they do, huh? How can you tell?
If they're smiling.
Oh, if they're smiling, do they have peace in their heart? No, they don't have Well, you're smiling. That doesn't work that way. No, okay. So peace is that all the good things that come together, and it's not just for us, but it's for other people as well. Okay? That's peace. And we do need more peace, don't we? Would you say a prayer with me? We thank you, God, that Jesus has shown us what peace really is. Help us to be peaceful and share peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Now, if you're going to be going downstairs, I think there's an adult already down there. Oh, no, there's the adult right there. Isn't that... Weren't you pointing to him? Oh, you were pointing for them to sit there. Oh, okay. All right.
Months later in Nazareth, a city in the rural province of Galilee, the heavenly messenger Gabriel made another appearance. This time, the messenger was sent by God to meet with a maiden named Mary, who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David himself. The messenger entered her home.
You are favored, and the Lord is with you. Among all women on the earth, you have been blessed.
The heavenly messenger's words baffled Mary. She wondered what type of greeting this was.
Mary, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. Listen, you are going to become pregnant. You will have a son, and you must name him Savior or Jesus. Jesus will become the greatest among humankind. He will be known as the Son of the Highest God. He will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the covenant family of Jacob forever.
Look, I'm engaged and all, but we've never, how can this be possible?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Most High will overshadow you. That's why this holy child will be known as not just your son, but also as the Son of God. It sounds impossible, but listen. You know your relative Elizabeth has been unable to bear children and is now far too old to be a mother. Yet she has become pregnant as God willed it. Yes, in 3 months she will have a son. So the impossible is possible with God.
Here I am, the Lord's humble servant. As you have said, let it be done to me.
And the heavenly messenger was gone. Mary immediately got up and hurried to the hill country in the province of Judah, where her cousin Zechariah and Elizabeth lived. When Mary entered their home and greeted Elizabeth, who felt the baby leap in her womb, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
You are blessed, Mary, blessed among all women, and the children you bear is blessed. And blessed I am as well, that the mother of the Lord has come to me. As soon as I heard your voice greet me, my baby leaped for joy within me. How fortunate you are, Mary, for you believed that what the Lord you would be fulfilled.
And Mary's response was this.
Among us,
With all my heart, I glorify the Lord.
In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. God has looked with favor on the low status of his servant.
Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored.
Because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone, from one generation to the next, who honors him as God.
He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations.
He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the holy.
He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed.
He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants forever.
Thank you. Yes. Because Jesus came, we have joy. The deep foundation of joy cannot be shaken by our circumstances. Because Jesus came, we have light. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus, the light of the world, lives in us. He makes us the light of the world. Darkness cannot overshadow light. Light overcomes darkness. Because Jesus came, we have freedom from sin. In captivating our hearts, Jesus frees us from sin, from darkness, from sadness and despair. Because Jesus came, we have freedom from living for ourselves. We can choose to love others, forgive others, shine light for others, and show joy to others. Before Jesus came, the little nation of Israel waited for him. Hundreds of years they waited, expecting him to come because of the prophecies about him. They assumed he would bring them political victory over their enemies, a military coup. Surely he would raise up an army powerful enough to defeat even the Roman Empire. But God often has a different way of doing things than we expect. Jesus did not come for political purposes. He was not introduced to kings or rulers or people of influence. When heaven finally opened and a host of mighty angels announced Messiah's birth, who did they come to first? The bottom of the social ladder, to the least respected of Israel. Shepherds caring for sheep. But those shepherds responded to the news. This baby is Christ the King, whom angels glorify, Jesus Christ, Messiah, the great I Am, the one through whom everything was created, King of all kings, the Holy One, the Eternal One, the one who was and is to come, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The shepherds worshiped, their faces on the ground.
Thank you.
Darkness. He comes still to my heart and to your heart. He waits for us to respond to him. He says, come. Come all who are weary and heavy laden. He says, come as you are, but come. All who worship the baby Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man, Jesus, the Lamb of God, Jesus, the risen Lord, Jesus, who will come again to reign forever, to us here in this place who worship him, we have something to look forward to. Imagine yourself in God's throne room. That might be hard, but let's give it a shot. Imagine yourself in God's throne room. This is what the Apostle John saw, yet to come. Four creatures, difficult to describe, and 24 elders surrounding his throne. To Jesus, they cry out, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." John goes on to say, "He looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the flying creatures and the elders, and in a loud voice they were saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.' Then John heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.' The four living creatures said, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshiped. Then John saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no longer any sea. He saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And he heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain.' And it's all because Jesus came."
Worship.
One of the blessings that I have and the choir has, when Robin is directing, there's so much joy on her face. And if they're singing from over there, from the angle that I sat, I can see that. And today, from there, I could see that joy. What a gift and what a blessing. It's Jesus. And this is one of the ministries that are giving support throughout the year. So I invite our ushers to come as we give from our hearts the blessings God has given us. Quiet, I invite you to lift up names that are on your heart. In this time, we will pray for all of those who are in need of peace. Let us pray. Our friend Zelpha Hooks. We hear the message of peace, O God. Do not be afraid. And in this time, let us think about the ways that we have experienced God's presence among us in words and actions that help to bring peace in the midst of despair. Lift the choir who shared their peace through word and song this morning. Those who prayerfully work for inner peace, letting go of that which separates us from one another. And those who prayerfully work for peace in all the places in the world where there is war and there is strife. Gracious God, for all who proclaim your reign on earth, we join their refrain, do not be afraid. Make us one with your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We believe there are angels among us. Called within us, not just from up above, you give us hope enough in these times of trial. You show us how to live, you teach us how to give, you call us to be light and love. We close our service today with a Christmas favorite that you might hear this week on the radio in a store. It proclaims the message of the angels, peace on earth, goodwill to all. Let us sing hymn number 218. You can see it up here or in the book. It came upon the midnight clear. Oh. Bulletin. If you don't have it, it probably dropped because I've been seeing them around. I'm giving you a mission this week if you choose to take it. I'm inviting you to share the good news of peace through hashtags, through Facebook, through Instagram, any way that you have, or if you don't use any of those medias, just do it face to face. Share the peace of Christ that God gives to us. Give this to someone who needs peace. And will you turn toward one another and sing our benediction? Do not be afraid.